good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. We've got the long weekend coming up with July 1st on a Monday. That's good news, and more good news about events happening at Wildwood Conservation Area. And joining us on the phone line with Upper Thames River Conservation Authority is Emily Chandler. Good morning, Emily.
Hi, Jamie.
Emily, it looks like we're heading into a fun summer, and in fact, we've got Canada Day long weekend events happening at Wildwood Conservation Area for this weekend.
Absolutely.
What's going on?
It's hard to believe we're back to summer, but we're kicking it off with a bang. We have lots planned for Canada Day weekend.
All right. Looks like we got some fun on Saturday.
Yeah, so this is a really nice way to start off the weekend. We have a Good Morning Canada hike planned Saturday at 10 a.m. And really nice walk through the green trail. We'll be looking for animals. Last year we saw a deer. We'll be looking for signs of other animals, playing games along the way. And this is a really family-friendly start to the weekend.
And it's a really nice way for folks that maybe haven't had an opportunity to check out the hiking trails.
Absolutely, yeah. I always say Wildwood is that gem that we kind of underestimate, and to have someone lead you on this trail and point out the different spots and, as I say, the signs of what animals may have been there, it's really a nice way to gain more appreciation for the area.
Yeah, as you say, it's kind of like a guided tour, a guided hike, so that's pretty cool. But we have Under the Bee for bingo in the afternoon.
Yeah, so we have kids bingo happening at the Visitor's Center at 2 p.m. on Saturday. And then back in the Visitor Center on Sunday for a Canada Day-themed craft for the kids.
Perfect. So again, great to have these get-togethers for the kids. And there's something about, you know, in terms of high tech and technology, there's still something about a good old-fashioned game of bingo.
Absolutely. And yeah, we're trying to offer up just different types of regular programming that, as you say, encourages people to either get outside, reconnect with nature, kids put down their phone or their screens and just have fun.
Yeah, and that visitor center is pretty cool. Again, if you haven't had a chance to check that out, you almost kind of miss it as you're heading right into Wildwood. But again, chance to check out the visitor center this coming weekend as well. And also for the seasonal campers, there's a decorating contest going on.
Yeah, so brush up on your skills. People are encouraged to decorate their trailers by noon on Sunday, and there is a prize for the decorated site that is chosen. Again, just trying to encourage people to get into the long weekend spirit, which I think, knowing Wildwood, will be a pretty easy feat.
Yeah, I think so. Oh, that's lots of fun. So again, for the seasonal campers there, have some fun decorating your trailer in the spirit of Canada Day celebrations with a chance to win a prize. And then, gosh, we're heading into July quite quickly. We have more get-togethers happening. Can we spotlight one that's happening for Thursday, July 4th?
Yeah, so that is a stream safari that our staff is leading. And again, it's just a neat hands-on way for families, for kids, to get to know more about what is actually happening at Wildwood. So you'll actually be going in the water, seeing what's there, and I'm certain that people will walk away with a greater appreciation of all that is in the natural space in Wildwood.
Yeah, these exploring get-togethers for kids are always a lot of fun. And Emily, certainly we'll talk again because there's so many events being planned for summertime that we'll check in again hopefully next week. But an early heads up on an early on partnership with the Early On Child and Family Care Friday morning get-together starting in July.
Yeah, isn't that wonderful? So we've partnered up with the Early On programs in St. Mary's and Stratford and then Perth Care as well, so that people with those Keon cards can actually gain access to Wildwood, free access to Wildwood on Friday mornings.
Perfect.
And you never know, you know, these visits with your little ones, what that may spark in terms of lifelong passion.
There you go. So lots of information here and lots of get-togethers happening. Emily, for folks that want some details on any of these events, what's the best way to get some info?
Yeah, the best way is to go to our website, which is wildwoodconservationarea.ca. We have it under news and events, and we will be posting ongoing updates on our social media channels, so Facebook and Instagram.
That's right. Again, you can check it out as well with Twitter X, too. So that is Emily Chandler with Upper Thames River Conservation Authority with all that's happening. It's going to be a fun weekend coming up for the long weekend. Emily Chandler, thanks so much, Emily, and have a great long weekend and an early Happy Canada Day.
Thank you. You too.